Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about BRIs.
Bug-related incidents.
If you're new to the show, what we do every day is we come in and we start looking at stories that are happening out there. And we're like, oh, my God, look at all the different people who are being affected majorly by bugs. And then we can't help but talk about BRIs.
Boom.
There is a rampage of drunk, angry wasps.
And I guess it happens every year.
What is it? They're drunk from actual alcohol?
The fermenting fruit. Apparently, this time of year, there's like fruit fermenting. If there's some fruit laying around, it only takes them like one little drink and they're hammered.
And they're hammered. And yeah. Then I guess a hammered wasp, as if wasps aren't already
angry, bitter creatures.
The meanest things. Can you tell the difference between a wasp and a yellow jacket? Because it was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. That I can't tell a yellow jacket from what. How do you know?
You know, I watched that movie. Is it Bug's Life or the other one?
Yes.
Forever ago? And they showed wasps. So now I know when you see those dangling legs.
Oh, it's the dangle?
It's the
wasp?
Dangle. They dangle. There's something going on there.
So, I know what you're talking about. Like the butt hangs down and the legs are just kind of like. Rah!
Right. That's
a wasp.
To me.
What's a yellow jacket?
That's just a bee, like a bigger bee. It's a bee that layers up.
Entomologists, we are not. So they get drunk, they get angry, these wasps, and they look for people to sting. Because they're just like...
Can't you be a happy drunk? Why do
wasps
you have to be just,
are not.
Just be angry, belligerent?
I bet you bees are happy drunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, be more
chill
like
out.
A bee, stupid wasp. apparently, it only lasts a few weeks. But if you see wasps... Run
because they're a hammer.
Because it could be a BRI incident. You could be on your way to having a drunk incident. Here's another BRI. A Connecticut woman found a black widow spider in her grapes. I think we talked about that story when it first happened.
Not good.
Are they as deadly as they say, though? I don't think they are.
The black widow?
Yeah. I think you just get hurt. Like when I was a kid, I believed that if a black widow bit you, you would be dead.
I think you are.
No, I think
no,
they're
what's
just
the
a-
other.
Brown recluse?
Yeah.
No, that one just like turns your, that like starts to kill your skin, I think, but I didn't kill you. I don't think it kills you.
No, I think the black widow is supposed to be bad.
Dude.
I know.
You really think
it has the little hourglass shape on its back?
Yeah, it's got the little red thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it, I think it's called a widow.
Yeah, because if it touches you, you die.
I think it kills its mate.
Oh, it eats like a...
I think it's like a praying mantis kind of thing.
Exactly like a praying mantis.
Where they boink and then she eats his head off.
So that if I get bit, I'm fine.
I don't think I think it hurts and
but
it's
I'm
not great.
Die.
But I don't think you're going to.
Suck
I mean,
poison out of me?
Yes. Nobody has to like.
Okay.
Like cut an X over the.
Yep.
I think you can go to the hospital. I don't even think you need to go. I don't know.
They need anti-venom immediately.
I doubt that they're
dead.
They're milking little spiders. They have this little. I need more anti-venom. I don't know what this voice is right now. I got to try to find a different voice.
It's the anti-venom people.
Oh, I'm in the hospital. Need more anti-venom. Somebody catch one. Heard there's one in grapes. Who is this guy that I've... Okay.
And I bet you they weren't green seedless. I bet you they were the purple grapes.
Why? What difference does that make to you?
Because I never find the spiders in green seedless. The ones that I eat. I bet you it was the purple ones. Yep.
You eat
the
grapes,
blue
don't
ones.
You?
Yeah.
Because they're sweet and there's no nutritional value whatsoever.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
If you want to find the fruits and vegetables that Steve eats, look on a doctor's chart of the ones that they're like, well, if you have to.
That's your right.
And I was like, oh, God. Does it count? Next, the doctor pulled a live cockroach out of a person's ear.
Oh, I hate the... What? How can you not know it's in there? What are you doing?
I think they knew it was in there. That's why they were at the doctor.
Oh.
They were just in for a routine checkup. Doc, check my ears. What the hell?
They no. specifically
yes,
went
Yes, I think
out.
They went in there okay. like, I'm feeling a rustling.
See?
Some sort of, I'm hoping it's not a black widow because I heard they kill you. Hence the take. What if you're a girl? Then it'd be a black widower.
A black widower spider.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
I know.
Hadn't thought of that. So, they had to go in with an otoscope. peering the dude's ear.
And just yank. Oh, whoa, they have to get a scope.
I thought they do like what they do with a tapeworm and just set a Snickers there and have it come out.
Wait, so you got to take a cigarette? No, that's a
tick. That's a tick. No, with a tapeworm, they just put up.
You don't put a Snickers.
They do.
It's like 26 feet long and it's wrapping your intestines. It just starts sliding right out.
Yeah, they just put a Snickers by your butt and it comes out.
It's got to be, say, fun size Snickers?
No, it's got to be a big one to attract it. And then as it comes out, you just keep walking
forward. Oh, you walk it back. Until it's full out.
Until you got enough to pull.
Okay. I'm sure the Mars company.
So if you're wanting to learn more about black widows or how to extract a tapeworm. Hit that button because we don't know.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
A fire captain in Orange County told reporters that a woman was stung more than 200 times by bees. 200.
Wow. She just stood there.
I think she was trying to do the bee beard trick. She wasn't, but that when they found her, they said her face was completely covered in bees.
Oh my gosh, 200.
She was essentially covered from head to toe, they said. She's a housekeeper. She went outside to grab some supplies from her car, which was right by a beehive.
Jeez.
And they'd been drinking.
Oh, no.
So they were happy bees. The scene was so bad that responders went against protocol and didn't even suit up because they had to just try to help her because she was covered.
Oh, my gosh.
They used some sort of carbon dioxide spray to get the bees to let go of her.
Yeah, you just throw some butter on it and she'll be good. Yeah, that's what I was
After thought. Watching the bee movie, you would have been helpful.
See, I would see your
Because you know what makes the bees kind of go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
What?
They're logy.
What makes them go to sleep? You know
Fatigue.
What it is? You know what it is?
A cold.
Cigarette.
Cigarette smoke. Yep.
Blow smoke at them.
Boom. That's why I never get stung. That's why bees never come around me.
That's why.
See, there's an upside to being a smoker. Whatever.
You. Oh, my God. It's no, that guy. I'm not going over there. Neither will the bees. Angry wasps will come though.
Yeah, they will come.
They'll be like, smells like Marlboros. I'm going to sting that dude. See if it extends my buzz. We could keep going with our stories.
I know these
are. There was a mom who, her daughter was only 7 years old. She got ravaged by bed bugs.
Whoa.
I've never, I shouldn't even say that.
Wait, they held her down? The bed bugs? She couldn't get up?
Yes, Steve. They formed arms.
They just smothered her?
While you're sleeping and they just.
Oh, you just shower. You're good.
That's.
Yeah, they don't like water.
Again, this is exactly the kind of misinformation you get on the show. Black widows, they don't hurt you at all. You got a tapeworm, get a Snickers. Bed bugs, shower away.
Shower up, you're good to go.
Done and done.
Or is it Snickers for tapeworm? No, bed bugs? No,
it's okay. Starve a bed bug.
That's it.
Feed a tapeworm.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll tell you how to get rid of lice coming up next. School just started, so that's going to be coming. I think it's gasoline and mayonnaise, but we're going to look it up. I'm going to use a Googler.
You're supposed to stop, drop, and roll.
Yep, that's what it is.
We get to a low-lying area. Yes, that's what it is.
Yep, don't grab a golf club. No. Low-lying area when you have lice. Is anyone still listening?
I know they started.
All the people who are trying to produce our show right now have left.
It's a long time.
It's just us, man.
Okay.
All right, so BRIs.
Yes.
If you've had an incident related to bugs, we'd love to hear all about it.
Best call gets the pair of tickets to see Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Hudson Gardens, August 26th.
Yes, sir. By the way, when you call with your stories, we'll tell you what you should have done.
Because we know.
It was a mosquito? We're not going to tell you that. We're going to make you wait to find out what to do with a mosquito. BRIs, bug-related incidents. Lauren?
Hi. Yay.
Bri, what do you got?
One time when I was a kid, a fly flew inside of my ear.
Oh.
And did it get lost?
Oh.
So it was stuck in there, and eventually it just kind of died, and I had to lie down on my side, and it just fell out on its own.
The whole thing intact? It was all one piece? Because here's the thing. If something goes in my ear, I immediately dig, and now I'm making it worse.
Yes.
I'm wedging it, I'm tearing its wings off, and it's like, but it all came out?
No.
It's all good?
Yeah, it all came out in one piece, and it flew in there, and I kind of freaked out. My mom was like, just lay down on your side and see if it falls out, and that will take you to the hospital, but it came out on its own.
Score.
Aren't you supposed to, when you've got a fly in your ear, aren't you supposed to drown it?
Yeah, pour alcohol
in there?
In your ear?
Like, I meant like rubbing alcohol, but sure, Maker's Mark will work.
I was going to wonder, are you doing like a...
Hey, just lay down, get him drunk. Angry flies are nothing like an angry wasp. I don't know.
Probably still not good, though.
No. Well, I'm glad you got the fly out of your...
Yes.
Appreciate the call, Lauren. Gwen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bug-related incident.
So I used to work for a pest control company for 5 years, and I got a phone call asking to go inspect an apartment after they had bombed it. And I looked at a pantry door that was closed, and I asked him, I said, hey, was this open when you bombed? And he goes, I don't think so. And I opened it, and I got a shower of cockroaches.
Oh, because that was their safe haven. They all went there.
They all knew to go.
They all ran to.
Yeah.
Were they alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all twitching and everything. Oh, I heard one hit my suit, and I looked at him, and I'm like, dude, they're all over me, aren't they? And he's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what do you do then?
Yeah, you can't go running around.
That is a stop, drop, and roll, isn't it? No, you want to roll because then you're crunching on them.
Oh, you got to take your clothes off right where you stand?
Yep, get naked right away.
Yep,
that's what you did. I
actually went outside and I changed my clothes right there in the driveway.
Yeah, Gwen.
It was bad. It was really bad.
Steve got really creepy on you right there.
Right.
Yeah, I just wait for people to be bug bombing, see if any naked girls come out. I just drive to where the big tent is. Thank you for the call, Gwen. Brandon.
Yay.
B-R-I.
All right, so we had an apartment a few years ago, and we had a ladybug infestation, like hundreds and hundreds of them. And
here's
we started
the thing.
Just like vacuuming.
Before you go any farther, I've heard it's a good thing. First off, like culturally or whatever, spiritually, people say ladybugs are great.
Or good luck. Or
and
something.
They're also really good for your garden.
Okay, I've been told, I heard that too.
You can like buy ladybugs and praying mantises to like put in your garden and they help keep other bugs out and keep pollination going or whatever. But like I get freaked out by one ladybug because they're kind of crawling. I can't imagine.
Oh, thousands and.
That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
So
right?
we just started like vacuuming them up and the cats were puking all over the place because they were eating them.
Oh.
It turns out we had exterminators come and they told us that it was probably someone around us growing weed, and they bought the ladybugs for that, and they got into our apartment. So,
how many ladybugs were in your apartment? Like thousands, tens of thousands?
I lost track at like 300. They were like up bunched together in the ceiling and stuff. It was pretty gross.
You're supposed to make a wish on each one, right? And they
that's,
glow away.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a
I
lot.
Wish my pot growing neighbors would go away. That would be the wish I would make every day. Oh my God.
That sucks.
But they were able to get rid of them?
They were, yeah.
Was the pot any good?
Steve's asking the pertinent questions. Yeah. Yes, it was, Steve. Yes, it was. Christy.
Yay.
Bug-related incident.
Okay, so I stuck a plate of food in the oven once, and it had tinfoil over it, and I forgot about it. And then about 3 days later, I went to use my oven, and I pulled the foil back from the food, and it was full of maggots.
Jesus, no!
Oh.
No!
Wait, it gets better. I'm afraid of maggots, so I screamed, and I ran out of the kitchen. I fell. I broke my foot. I had 2 plates and 8 screws in my foot running from maggots.
Oh, they can't catch up to you.
It doesn't matter.
They're not pass you up. As you're,
oh, my God!
So could you? So disgusting.
So they were all white and wet.
Stop
and
it!
They were writhing.
Oh, my God.
Like all over the chicken.
Thank you for the call, Christy.
Yes.
They were like, I just want you to know.
What's that, huh?
I can't hear you anymore.
Why?
I stopped listening to
what?
All this after I heard the title of my memoir, Running from Maggots.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.